Blog Talk Radio. 2354. I'll repeat that one more time. 310-861-2354. Again, I say, and I'll say it again. On Monday nights, we bring you Iron Sharpening Iron through the ministries of Smile 3E, which is presented to you every Monday through Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. I am your minister for tonight, your MC, Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. We are coming to you on this Monday night where the weather is decent and nice in the city of Chicago. We have an awesome woman of God that will be ministering on tonight. But before we get into that, let's go into prayer. So please join with me, each and every one of you. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us the ability, the desire, the want to come before you to repent and ask you to keep us safe, to save us, and to give us a desire to want to be saved. God, we ask you to just cover us in the morning, in the noonday, and at night. God, we ask you to cover our leaders. We ask you to cover our ministers. We ask you to cover the President of the United States of America, God, and we ask you to give him wise counselors that will be in his ear on a daily basis. We ask you, God, to cancel every plan that is not about building your people up, God. Cancel every plan that comes to try to come to par for to tear down what you have made possible in this land of America. God, we thank you for the saints in the world that have not given up, that consistently and constantly pray on behalf of your people. That's all about their Father's business. God, we thank you for giving us a heart to want to see about one another, to care about one another, and to just give each other wisdom, words, wisdom, and living, and give them the word of God. We want to say to you on tonight, God, cover every minister that's assigned to this ministry that's already practicing, the ministry on Block Talk, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, and every minister that is assigned, bring it forth, God. Bring it forth. Bring it forth, O Lord. God, I thank you for giving me the ability to want to look forward to this Monday night service on tonight, God. I thank you for each and every listener that has called in, and I thank you for each and every listener that will make a comment at the end of the night. And in these things, I pray and I ask you, O Lord, from my heart, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. On tonight, we will have a speaker that's our first Monday of every month speaker. I enjoy listening to her because when she breaks it down, she gives a prognosis, she gives a diagnosis, and then she gives us treatments of what we need to do as far as getting our life straight with God, approaching God, and how to handle God, because we can get so familiar with God that we try to handle him any kind of way. But she reminds us at all times, in order to get with God, you must do it in spirit and truth, and you must do it in worship, and you have to go to God as you know you're talking to God and not a friend. He's friendly with you and friendly for you, but he's not a friend that you can talk to and treat any kind of way, that there's a way that you have to know how to handle God. So without going any further, I will present to some and introduce to others. We're going to have on tonight Dr. Serena Wright. And also, people, if you are listening, please mute your phones to the end of the night where we tell you that the lines are open for you to be able to speak. So right now, Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line, Evangelist. I'm on the line.
Okay, I'm handing it over to you. It's in your hands, and let God use you on tonight, woman of God.
God bless you. We just thank you so much, Minister Kaiser, for your faithfulness and for what you are allowing God's strength to do through you. We know that we not only conquer, but we're more than conquerors. And so we thank God and celebrate with you as we watch you conquer in God's presence, that fold yourself over in him as you live and move and have your being. And we just thank God for you and for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. I'm just so grateful for the woman of God and her, what her diligence has brought forth, and for Minister Brandon. Let me tell you something, Minister Brandon, we see you. That's what the young people say now. I see you. But what's so important and I want to share with you tonight, Brandon, is that God sees you. Yes, yes, yes. God sees you, Brandon. And if there ever is a time that you want to take your encouragement a level up a few notches, just remind yourself, God sees me. Hallelujah. There is nothing that God has planned to withhold from you, Brandon, that is good. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, people of God, there is so much good going on. We couldn't stop talking about it if we get started, because the secular news would always want to point you to those that are not like those that are having a good time, those that are celebrating life and loving the Lord and pressing their way and loving people and being compassionate. Hallelujah. But don't you be fooled, just because they don't want to tell it doesn't mean it's not happening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is on the throne, and the agenda that will prevail is the King's agenda. It's going to be those that are of the King's dominion. My God, we are so excited about being back on Blog Talk on this first Monday of August. We have had some situations and we're away, but we are so excited about this ministry, because on the internet, the HTTP address starts with www, which means we get access to the whole wide world to get to tell them that Jesus is alive and well, that he is the real King, the only King, the only way back to the Father, unlike some other WWWs. This is the one where the truth of the gospel is being declared, and that we are pressing into those new places in him. We're excited about the fact that he's excited about us, and we are learning how to show him how much we love him, because we have decided to accept and live in how much he loves us. And so not just this program, but many other programs that are on this internet station, where you can hear an uncompromising word, where you can be encouraged and uplifted, reproved, rebuked, chastised, edified. Listen, prophecy goes forth. The word of the Lord is being declared over this line. And so we just welcome all that are listening. We want to make our shameless, unapologetic, sorry, not sorry shout out to the Fountain of Living Waters. You all, that's the best church. I'm telling you, it's absolutely got the Midwest locked down. But, you know, I would venture to say after I visit Utah and Missouri, I'll be able to say North America. But, you know, I want to give them a chance to show me what they have. But I am telling you, the Fountain of Living Waters is an amazing place to come and find the Spirit of the Lord that will unlock your heavy burdens and release you and love on you and teach you and show you and pull you and push you and challenge you and tell you truth until it makes you free. And so we love the Fountain of Living Waters. Everyone that comes there, all those that fellowship there, we love what God is doing there, because he decided to include us there. Hallelujah. And we love it. People have come and have gone and have grown, and they even come back and say, but it's nowhere quite like this. Hallelujah. Radical, edgy, let the Spirit of the Lord move. Hallelujah. And so we just shamelessly want to mention that if you want to experience God at the level that we do, then you should come on out and fellowship with us. And Pastor Troy Thomas, let me tell you, this man of God is gifted in so many areas, it would take up the whole hour, because he's just a good guy. You know how you got people like that? Just a good guy, but he's gifted, and he's friendly and funny, and He ministered so on Sunday and released and imparted. And that's the kind of thing I'm telling you that's going on. And we're going to be doing more of that in the month of August. Come on by, because we at the Fountain of Living Waters are still under the tutelage, guidance, the pushing and prodding and the love embrace of our founder and Apostle Sandra Thomas, none like her nowhere. Hallelujah, because the God in her will stand straight up, hallelujah, and show you every crooked place and teach you how God wants nothing more than to make it straight, will encourage you and laugh with you and fellowship with you and bring you into the presence of the Lord where fullness is, so that your empty places can be dismissed. And so we love her. Many of the ministries here on Block Talk are the fruit of Apostle Sandra Thomas. And so I know all of us echo how much we love and are encouraging and sending our sentiments and declarations in her direction, because you can be rest assured that there are some generals that darkness is actually afraid of. But we're going to leave that right there. But let me let you know that there are some, hallelujah, that stand and declare. And so we just thank God for Apostle Thomas, and we give honor where honor is due. And some, the Bible says, at least the version of the Bible I have says that some are due double honor. And so we're okay with that. Hallelujah. At honoring the woman of God and letting her know how much we love her and what she has poured into us by the way of the Spirit of the Lord at the Fountain of Living Waters. And I'm telling you, you all, I'm going to give you this one last chance to go ahead and get an in the inbox message to Sister Renee or Minister Sylvia or myself or Minister Brandon, whoever you know connected here that can point you in that direction. I'm going to go ahead and encourage you to do that. But tonight, if you would with me, for this month of August at the Fountain of Living Waters, we are having a prayer and prophetic release. I said a prayer and prophetic release because the strong mantle, the powerful, incorruptible mantle that the Father has laid in the foundation of that house is the prophetic and the apostolic ministry. And so there's a strong prophetic and apostolic ministry, and the office then is one of prayer. Those that keep their ear close to the mouth of God, hallelujah, that they would say what he would have them to say. Praise God. And so for the month of August, we will be in the prophetic and the prayer, with the prayer and the prophetic ministry and the release. And we have got that information up on Facebook if you're interested. The host church there is New Macedonia with Pastor Moore, who is such a dear, dear man of God, one that whose heart beats after God and for God's people. And so we're there at the New Macedonia Church and on Sunday mornings. And for the month of August, we will be in prayer and prophetic release. And so tonight, in that same fashion, we are going to pray. I love it. God is so awesome. He will spin your head backwards before you know it. We are going to pray and give ourselves to the declarations of God's word. How many of us know that it's always good to pray? The Bible says, pray without ceasing. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. It's prayer, 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 communication, that open line of communication with the Father where God speaks to us and we listen and we pour out our petitions and our thanksgiving. And the disciples said, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Prayer is taught. Hallelujah. Prayer is taught. And there are many types of prayer and many ways to pray and many instances of prayer and many forms of prayer. Hallelujah. But what's important is that the body of Christ all around the whole wide world make sure they don't miss the clarion call to pray. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And so we just thank God for all of us that are gathered tonight on Blog Talk and ready, hearts open to hear as God would speak to us and as we declare and admonish and hallow him and acknowledge him, that he would then begin to speak back to us. We thank God for being taught to pray. And the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And that's how the Our Father over in the book of Matthew, and I believe it is in Luke as well, where he begins to give them a template of what the pattern of prayer should look like from the red words. And so there are some that then decided to only say that one prayer, where the revelation, a deeper understanding, I will say, of it is that he was saying, pray in this manner, pray after this pattern. Our Father, hallelujah. Our Father that's heavenly and hallowed and holy, hallelujah. We bring ourselves in remembrance that if our Father is holy, then we are holy. And we are like our Father, who's a heavenly Father, hallelujah. And even if our mother and our natural father forsake us, we have you, our heavenly Father, our Father, the one that makes us family, the one that gathers us together, that one that makes us brother and sister, that brings us in unity together. Our Father, the Heavenly Father, holy is your name, holy is your position, holy is your character, hallowed, reverent is your name. We bring ourselves in subjection to the awesomeness of who you are, to the wise place of acknowledging that you're to be reverent, hallowed, holy. We acknowledge that you are to be high and we're to be low. Holy is your name. Holy are the things of you. Your kingdom, hallelujah, has come. And your will is being done on earth, in us, on earth, in us. Your kingdom has come on earth and in us. Hallelujah. Your will is being done on earth and in us. Hallelujah. God, we dismiss the secular viewpoint. We dismiss the secular viewpoint that darkness is reigning. For your kingdom has come and your will is being done. Your agenda is being advanced. Hallelujah. The kingdom has come. Jesus established the kingdom for the Father. Your kingdom has come and your will is being done on earth. Your will is being done on earth. Hallelujah. Your will is being done. We are not those that are negative, pessimistic, oppressed, or discouraged. Your will is being done. Hallelujah. Our victory in you will soon be shown to those that don't believe. Your will is being done in us and on earth. Holy is your name. Your kingdom has come and your will is being done. Hallelujah. It is not your will that any should perish. That is not your will. Even though it's being done, that's not your will. Your will is being done. You said you would, that none would perish. Your will is being done. More are being witnessed. More are being evangelized. And for that, we're grateful. More are coming to know you. More are coming to love you. And for that, we are grateful. Hallelujah. More are coming to celebrate you. More are coming into the fold. More are coming out of obscurity. Your will is being done in the earth. Holy is your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father, that your kingdom is established on earth and we are the king's citizens. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We orders and our instructions from God, the constitution of the kingdom. Hallelujah. thank you for giving us what we need, not only this day, but every day. Thank you for giving us, for being our supplier. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We release our connections to the Babylonian system. We disconnect from Babylon and its witchcraft. We disconnect the hearts of your people from Babylon, for you are a great supplier of what we need every day. You are not only a provider, you are provision. Thank you for giving us this day, hallelujah, what we need. We send out a release of provision and sufficiency. Hallelujah, God gives. Hallelujah, God gives. He gives what is needed for every day. Hallelujah, we curse lack. We curse the mentality of poverty and lack that would say that God does not give. He gives us this day. Hallelujah. He gives what is sufficient for this day. And for that, we thank him. Hallelujah. We release unto the people, hallelujah, a mindset of sufficiency. We curse lack and wanting. We curse that would lust after the world and its dainties. Hallelujah. For God is a provider. God is a wonderful provider. You being evil, when your son would ask for something, would give it to him, and he being greater, would he not make provision? God is a great provider, and we thank him. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this day daily bread, what we need for this day, what we need emotionally, what we need spiritually. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We declare the sufficiency, the provision of our God across, hallelujah, the Blog Talk airway. We curse lack and poverty in our thinking, that lingers, the residue of the Babylonian system. We annihilate and break us free, or in our minds, from everything that does not understand the sufficiency and provision of our God. He gives us this day what we need for this day. He provides naturally and spiritually, emotionally and physically. Thank you, God, for giving us what we need in this day. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, not just in North America, but all around the world. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for those that are being your hands. Thank you for those that are giving, that are donating, that are making available resources that you have put in their hands. Thank you, God, for you are a great provider. We curse that says that you're not. We curse that accuses our God. We release, oh, go those that withhold, and that the God would be accused of not providing, for God gives us this day our day bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for increasing those that give generously. We speak an increase to those that give generously from the hand of the Lord. We speak increase to those that have sown and give generously from the hand of the Lord, that they would continue to distribute wealth and resources. For God gives us what we need. He gives us freely. Hallelujah. It's his good pleasure to give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise you, God, and glorify you that you are a great provider and you give us what we need. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you for giving us daily. Thank you for giving us daily. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that there is no lack in you. There is no lack in us when we're in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We, your Father, we glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being provision. Thank you for providing for us everything we need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, there are those, hallelujah, that need instruction, those that need resources. God, those that need favor. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, we petition on their behalf. We call out, God, every situation, every unspoken need. God, you are the provider. You are the giver. Hallelujah. Physical strength, mental restructuring. We call out every need.
Hallelujah. Purity of heart. We call out every need. Peace, compassion. We call out every need. You're a great giver, and we thank you, Father. We glorify you and magnify you. Hallelujah. As we make petition for those, God, that stand in need, we agree with them. We agree with them that you are a great giver. Hallelujah. You said it's your good pleasure to give. Hallelujah. We declare your word. We bring you in remembrance of that you have spoken, for your faithful to watch over your word, to perform it. Hallelujah. We make petition for those, God, that stand in need, those that have been faithful, those that have been unfaithful. Hallelujah. For you reign on the just as well as the unjust. God, let the love of God to the unfaithful draw them into you in a way that they can't be loosed. Hallelujah. We pray for the faithful and the unfaithful. God, those in need. Hallelujah. For you are a great giver. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Let your love overwhelm. Let your love overtake. Hallelujah. Glory to God that until every knee and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're a great giver. You said it's your good pleasure to give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We make petition and we agree for our sisters and brothers, those in need of knowing you, those in need of being witnessed to, those in need of deliverance, those in need of a breakthrough, those in need of resources, those in need of peace. Hallelujah. You give us. You're a great giver. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you now. We thank you, God, for purity of heart and mind, integrity and discipline, those that are in need. We make petition on their behalf. For those that have prayed, we agree. For those that are seeking, we release. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For you're a great giver. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you give us this day everything we need. Everything we need. All provision is in you. Hallelujah. Glory. All provision is in you. Hallelujah. You are not the only the way, but you're truth and life. Hallelujah. Glory. All provision is in you. We call those, hallelujah, those in darkness, those without understanding, we call them into you. All provision is in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. All provision is in you. Hallelujah. You give of what is in you freely. And so we thank you, Lord. We call the broken, we call the bruised, those that are in a domestic violence relationship, we call them into you. Those that are in murderous rages, we call them into you. We call your people into you, into your provision, into your generosity, into the bigness of your grace. We call them into you, that they would be drawn in by your love and your kindness, captured, God, to never get away. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise and magnify you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Give us this day. God, thank you for providing for us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for providing for us and giving us this day everything we need. Thank you for making us sufficient in you. Thank you for making your sufficiency ours. Hallelujah. Making your enough, our enoughness. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, and we glorify you forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for giving us what we need. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you know what we need even before we ask. God, our petitions are out of obedience to show our dependence on you. For we know you're the giver of all good things. You said it's your good pleasure to give. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We call out. We speak, God, to the unspoken need, that mother, that father, that grandmother's need. Hallelujah. Those that need to be released, oh God, from chemical addictions, physical addictions, dependencies, tolerances. Oh God, we call out for them. We call out for them to be broken, and we call the hearts of the people into your provision. All provision is in you. Thank you for giving. Thank you for giving your son. Thank you for giving us daily bread. Thank you for being a giver. Thank you, God, that you're releasing us as givers in the earth to be just like you. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for instructing us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you for making us in your image and your likeness. Thank you that we're givers just like Daddy. You're our Father, and we're just like you. We're givers, God. We'll give our patience. We'll give our compassion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We make a petition. We make our declarations our petitions. We make our gratitude go before us. We make our declarations our petitions. And we declare that we're givers just like our Father. Hallelujah. We give our compassion. We give our compassion. We give our kindness. We give our long suffering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We make our declarations, our petitions, and we say we're givers just like our Father, the one that's in heaven. Hallowed is his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We live holy lives. We make our declarations, our petitions. The Most High, we stand against that. That would make us live unholy. That would tempt us to live unholy. That would make us flexible to temptation. We stand against you. We're holy just like our Father, the one that's in heaven. We live clean lives, purity of heart. We rebuke and bind that is unclean. Hallelujah. For we live holy just like our Father, the one that's in heaven. We release the life of holiness, the conviction to be holy, the teaching to be holy, the love of God that brings you to holiness. We release it right now to the whole wide world. For our Father is holy, and so are we. We release it right now. A holy life, holy thoughts, holy conversation, holy fellowship, holy bedtime, holy marriage beds. Oh, we release it in the name of Jesus, because we're holy just like our Father. We release it now. We release it over every man, over every woman, over every grandmother, every grandfather, every aunt, every uncle, every cousin, every auntie. We release it, God's holiness. Be drawn in to the holiness of God and live a holy life just like our Father, the one that's in heaven. We release the holiness of God, the holiness of God, the conviction that brings holiness, the teaching that brings holiness, the truth that brings holiness, the love that brings holiness, relationship that brings holiness. We release it and we receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For we live holy just like our Father. We have holy conversations and holy thoughts. He says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. They're holy thoughts. They're good thoughts to bring you to and expect it in. We have holy thoughts just like our Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we call that is unclean and impure. We call it into the center of that that is holy in the name of Jesus. Be made holy just like our Father in the name of Jesus. God, in every atmosphere where the people of God abide, everywhere our feet trod, we release holiness, holy living, purity of thought all around North America. Purity of thought in the name of Jesus. To every legislator, to every congressman and every senator, every lawmaker, every judge in the federal, local, and district court, we release thoughts of purity, selflessness, love, kindness, and compassion. That it is of pureness, we release it in the name of Jesus. We annihilate bigotry, bias, racism, sexism. Oh, my God. Popular secularism amongst community leaders and decision makers. We call them into pure thoughts concerning their constituents and those that they have rule over. We call them into thoughts that are pure in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you call us into harmony and full sympathy, compassion for others in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we live holy, that we release holiness, that we promote holiness, that holiness is in our homes, that holiness is in our conversations, that holiness is on our televisions, that holiness is on our radio stations in the name of Jesus. Conviction to live holy, teaching to live holy, instruction to live holy, a mind to live holy, transformation and renewal of the mind, a mind that is holy, just like our Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We petition you, oh God, on behalf of those that know you and those that don't. Oh, God, that holiness would be our portion. We annihilate appetites for perversion, lasciviousness, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye. We annihilate appetites for pride and the pride of life. God, that would bring us away from the holy places. We release that would burn up those appetites, that would expose them as the darkness, as originating in darkness in the name of Jesus. We annihilate appetites, relationships, conversations, fellowships, covenants, familiarity that would bring us to darkness in the name of Jesus. For we are those that live holy, just like our Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that as our hands are lifted, that we release it and we receive it. A mantle of holy living, an appetite for holiness, right living, right standing, the sufficiency only found in you and your provision. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, that we're givers just like you. We thank you, Lord, that the body of Christ looks just like our Father. Hallelujah. God, let our petitions ring out in every ear. God, even on those that listen in the archives, let the petitions ring out and they be our declaration that we live holy just like our Father in heaven, our Father, the one that's in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom has come and your will is being done on earth just like it is in heaven. We thank you, God, that we can agree and declare the word that you have already decreed. We declare your word is true in the face of every liar. For even when man does not believe, it'll never make your word in none effect. We know in whom we have believed. We believe and we speak your word. We declare your word over the broken and the bruised, those, God, that have backslidden and walked away. We call them back into into the provision of our God. We call them in from obscure places into royal prominence. We call them in. We call them in from the hog pens. We call them in. We call them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your kingdom has come and your will is being done in the earth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Anoint our eyes, those that are of the king's dominion. Anoint our eyes again that we not see according to the world's secular mindset, that we not succumb to the brainwashing of the Babylon, but that we recognize your will is being done in the earth. More are coming in. More are being saved. Hallelujah. More are being witnessed to. More are coming into the loving embrace of the Father. More are coming to know you. More are being broken. More are surrendering. More are selling out. More are giving. More are yielding. More are submitting. Your will is being done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Anoint our eyes. Put coals to our lips that we would declare the good news of the gospel, that your kingdom has come and your will is being done in the earth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Those of us that are of the king's dominion, that we would rise up in authority. Hallelujah, and wage war against darkness that seeks to take our kingdom position. Hallelujah, your kingdom has come, and those of us under your dominion, we release a new level of understanding concerning the king's authority. God, bring us to the place where we exercise full authority. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for instructing us. Thank you for teaching us how to exercise full authority. For the kingdom has come, and your will is being done on earth just like it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, that you give us what we need, that you are the God of provision. And we thank you. We thank you, God, that there is no lack in the king's dominion. We renew and transform our minds. We live as sacrifices, for that's only reasonable. We make our lives living sacrifices, that we would be acceptable before you. Hallelujah. For there is no lack in the under the king's dominion. We thank you, Lord, for you are God of great provision. Even if our natural mother and father were to forsake us, you would take us up. There is no lack. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you now. We praise you, God. Yes, Father. We praise you, God. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. We release. Hallelujah. We release the fullness and the sufficiency of God in the name of Jesus. For under the king's dominion, there is no lack. Nothing's missing. Nothing's broken. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you give us what we need. Daily bread, daily provision, emotional, spiritual, physical provision is in you. And you give freely. You said it's your good pleasure to give. Hallelujah. And we sit, God, as empty vessels before you, a full fountain. We are not those that lack, but we live to serve your people. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We glorify you now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, that provision is daily. God, that there is not a day that you have not thought of us, that you have not, that we have not come before you. You are the God of daily provision, and we thank you. We glorify you and magnify you, God. Thank you for your mercy that you have extended towards us. Thank you, God, for this time of petition, declaration, and release. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for this time of petition, declaration, and release. Hallelujah. God, we do agree with your word. Hallelujah. We know in whom we have believed, and we speak because we believe. We speak your word, for you said you would hasten to perform it. We speak your word back to you in the name of Jesus. We make declarations our petitions. We declare your word as it is made manifest in this realm, for your kingdom has already come and your will is being done in us on earth just like it is in heaven. We thank you, Father God, for those that we have agreed with, those that we have stood with, that their needs would be met, God. Those that are in physical need, God, mental restructuring, financial need, God, you know, you see, God, we call out every emotional needs, hallelujah, peace, those that need peace and compassion, God, those that need resources and favor, God, we stand in agreement with your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you for how you reign. God, you said you reign on the just and the unjust. Thank you for how you reign. Thank you, God, that you draw us with love and with kindness. Thank you for drawing us into a limitless provision that can only be found in you. You're such a good giver. You're such a good daddy. We thank you, God. We declare as a family that you are our Father. Hallelujah. God, we band together as a family in you. We make these petitions on behalf of our brothers and our sisters, those that are bound together by the hour in our Father. We're one family. We pray, God, for your people. We petition gladly. It's an honor to make petition on behalf of those that love you. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you and magnify you, Father. Continue, God, to let petitions and declarations stir throughout the whole wide world, even after, God, this broadcast has ended. Let your petitioning, God, let the wheel, let that petitions and stirs and calls out to you continue to turn in our hearts. Hallelujah. For you said that man should always pray. God, let that petitioning, declaring voice continue within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To make manifest that has been established by your Son in the earth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We glorify you and we magnify you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, God. Not just now, but forever. Hallelujah. To the only wise God, both glory and honor, dominion and power is yours. Not just now, but forever. And we thank God for all things. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woman of God, it's back to you.
Amen, amen. God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. Thank you for giving us the rule over. Thank you for giving us the reign over. And thank you for giving us the ability to give our ability back to you, God, to be our God, our Lord and Savior. God, I thank you for the word on tonight. I thank you for the woman of God, Dr. Serena Wright, praying for us, with us, and about us. God, we just thank you for what has happened on tonight, and we know that it's going to go into the hearts of the people and cause them to repent, think, and give thanks. Like I said earlier, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. So the lines are open. Open the lines, Minister Brandon, so that the people can give comments, give encouragement to the woman of God. Lines are open.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. This is Sheila Kaiser, and I just want to tell Dr. Serena Wright, thank you, thank you, thank you, and amen, amen, amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sheila. Is there anyone else would like to give words of encouragement to the woman of God on tonight? Okay, well, Dr. Wright, do you have any things you need to announce as far as what's going on with Fountains of Living Water?
Well, woman of God, thank you so much. What, like I mentioned before, we are in for the month of August, that prophetic prayer and prophetic release. And we will be continuing to do exactly that. We are just so excited about what God is doing in his people. And so for that whole month of August, we will be there at the church at 4244 West Madison in Chicago at 8:30. And we are going to continue in that is prayerful, petitioning, the prophetic, releasing, declaring, exhortation, edifying God's people. And we are just looking forward to anyone that would love to come out and join us. We are looking so forward to that. And thank you for this opportunity, you know, the space in the program to make that announcement.
Thank you so much for giving us that the body of Christ will have a chance to join together again and fellowship. I don't think we have anything else to say other than please keep Apostle Sandra Thomas, our overseer, in your prayers. Pray to ask God for the strength in her body, her mind, soul, and spirit. And we're asking you to keep Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser in your prayers. She's going through a class right now. She's going through for her doctorate license. So she's doing her internship. Please keep her in prayer. When we ask you to pray for our leaders, we're asking you to pray, not prey. So we're just asking you to keep all of our ministers, Dr. Serena Wright, in your prayers also on tonight for pouring out. And for just ask God to just continually bless her and her ventures in this world and in her ministry and in this ministry. I'm going to ask Dr. Wright to pray us out on tonight.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much for, again, like I say, your faithfulness. God is so faithful to us, and we just thank him for this opportunity. We are hopeful that as God continues to turn his word over in us, that we can release that we'll continually make petitions and declarations to him, bring him in remembrance of his word, that we might be more like him in the earth. And so, God, we just thank you for this was an opportunity that you had preset for us for even before we were formed in our mother's belly. You knew us and you had set our days on the earth and set a course for our life. And so we thank you for that. God, we count it not a coincidence, and we not count it a small thing that we can declare your word and that, God, that your authority in the earth is sure. We appreciate and we praise you. And we glorify you for it in all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, I want to say thank you for having Stanley Wright Sr. to listen in on the program with me on tonight. I want to thank you for having Minister Brandon Kaiser be a part of this ministry and work with me through this ministry on tonight. And I just want to say to the people, don't forget to call in every Monday night from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And just listen to the ministry that we have, the different men and women of God that comes to you with the true word of God, whether it's prayer, or they take you to the Word so you can see it for yourself and read it for yourself. I'm asking you also, don't forget to call in on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. That's her ministry, and the ministry that we have on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. Their ministry is Let's Talk. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Until next Monday, I want to say love you with the love of the Lord, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. And just keep loving on each other. Keep before yourself before God. Don't forget, if you don't pray, don't trust, don't believe that God is going to make a change, I don't know what to say as far as other than it's not going to happen. God's going to give you what he said, but God wants you to just ask him and just know that God loves you with everything he has. He's given us his only begotten son, and to understand that God is our only way, our true way, and just stay focused. Keep on depending on God and trusting God. So we will see you all next Monday, and love you. Good night. Mr. Brandon, you can start the music, please.